Many people were involved in the building of the Montgomery Canal, from engineers and surveyors to stonemasons and the navvies.
John Dadford was a canal engineer and had experience of working on canal projects in South Wales. He became the engineer for the Montgomery Canal in 1794 alongside his brother Thomas. John and Thomas were responsible for deciding where the canal would go and which was the quickest route. They were helped by a surveyor.
The surveyor would plan the route of the canal by looking at the maps. They had to find solutions to navigate around obstacles like rivers, hills, towns, roads, and marshland. In the past, surveyors would use a waywiser, a tool for measuring long distances.
Did he know that there was an exciting new invention in 1725 that the canal surveyors used? It was called a theodolite and combined a compass with a telescope so surveyors could plot the height and location of an object.
Look around you and see what obstacles in the landscape surveyors might have identified.
The engineer and surveyor were not the ones who did the actual physical work. Stonemasons were employed to cut and shape the stone for bridges and the Vernway Aqueduct. The people who did the digging were the navvies.
Navvies built the canal by digging a massive trench. The trench was then lined with clay to make it waterproof and prevent leaks. Children and cattle would then compress the clay by walking on it. This was called puddling. The canal was then filled with water from the river.